I'm President Mundo Purisama with Sarah City Council in Jeromaya. Jeromaya said the Sarah City Council engaged in what they call Ruchi Pariksha, examining the taste of his disciple. And that's when they asked Jeromaya, what is your favorite taste? And Jeromaya told Kadam Kandi, Sripa Goswami's taste. And then a few years later, they're on the same parikrama, they're saying. And Sarasvati Thakur said, your place. He referred to Siddhant and said, oh, that's your place. And so Jorah is very happy. But in a similar way, he asked Gurudev, what is your favorite place of all the, when they went together in Vrindavan? And he said, Lalita Bar. The house of Lalita Shakti and Puchagam. And interestingly, every year on this day, Gurudev would quote from the Lalita Ashram of Rupa Goswami, different quotes, but particularly this one, Radha, Mukunda Padasambha, Ramabendu, Yamansino, Pukarani, Pritadeva Lakshan, Mukunda. So her dedication to Shastra Gaudra, Devi Gunari, Kulalitam, Lalitam, Namami, saying that Guru Maharaj summarized it by saying, who possesses the highest magnitude of eagerness to the least service. Does the slogan indicate some particular thing? But to summarize that, he's saying that she's ready, deho laksham, means we have this idea, you give up a body for some cause. He said she's willing to take 100,000 bodies to do this seva. And it reminds us of Sarasvati Thakur saying, actually, the whole seva should be done by me, but I'm not confident to do that seva alone. So my Gurudev is kindly appearing before me in so many vaibhavs, in the form of apparently disciples, but really there is the vaibhav of my Gurudev. And that's why Sarasvati Thakur calling everyone Prabhu, because he's seeing them. Prabhu is usually reserved for Guru, but he's seeing Shisha as Prabhu. So some people object. Actually, Radha Kundabhava, they object to this. Oh, it should be Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, not calling everyone Prabhu. What is this? But they don't understand Sarasvati Thakur's vision. He's seeing his Shisha as Prabhu, as Guru, and addressing them as Guru. And Guru Maharaj pointed out in this regard also, generally as manager, we're thinking, we're putting some managerial position. Oh, how can this person, how can I place them, what I need to do? He said, but actually, you should be thinking, they have some service connection, and I'm assisting them in realizing that. It's a reversal of position, actually. So anyway, in that sloka, it talks about, says she has this greatest eagerness to do the least seva and not to allow any disturbance to go into the upper world. And that always reminds us of Sri Gurudev, that Guru Maharaj was in his veranda and they had this arrangement, you can say, that Gurudev would be moving on this plane, doing all the seva necessity of the mat, and not allowing any disturbance to go up to Sri Guru Maharaj, so that he could continue with his creations like Prema Dhamma Deva Sotam. And interestingly, this day is the day of the completion of the Prapanajivanamritam. And so it's also special in that way. But so Guru Maharaj would go on and his higher thinking in the upper world, and Gurudev was doing all the seva necessities and of the mat and like that. And it also says this word pragalvam, which Guru Maharaj says, you can say it means bold. He uses this word haughty, saying that she it may seem that she's a little rough from a mundane point of view, because she's sometimes chastising Radharani, sometimes chastising Krishna, that you're not treating my mistress properly, who do you think you are, you don't understand who she is, what type of devotion she has, you become somebody, you think you're someone. She's chastising Krishna, but other times Radharani is dealing with Krishna, sometimes becomes bewildered, and Lalita has to tell her, no, this is how you should approach him, you're thinking in the wrong way. So Guru Maharaj said, someone might think she's a little rough or haughty, that's what he said, but actually Rupa Goswami is saying in this sloka, we see this as being very beautiful, this type of movement and speech and gesture. And again, it reminds us of our Guru Varga, Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj said, he possessed the sweetness of Vrindavan within, but it could only be detected within, because without, he appeared in the form of the devastator, like Nithila Bhuvanamaya, Chinnavishyendra, Karthi, etc., that he is so intense, but that he actually had the sweetness of Vrindavan within, but it could only be detected within. So those who have the eyes to see that, but it reflects what's described in Rupa Goswami's sloka. And one other one of note that Guru Maharaj sometimes quotes is Yam Tam Api Vada Dule Shubhanu Jaya Vikta Shapaksha Paradeen Anuratimana Sajas Tadisha Satane Sakartayanti Devi Unite Lori Tam Lori Tam Lori Tam. See, two things. She's being requested and she's requesting, meaning some people are approaching her in Vrindavan. Remember, they're already in Vrindavan. So you understand, they're highly achieved, but they're saying like, you know, I'm actually good at certain things, and I could be, you know, I could add something to what I think I could help and save you. So if you would consider, if you need my contact information, you know, they're approaching her. And she's also approaching others, I think you would be a good member in our group. Yeah. And sometimes maybe even doing things that contradict the science of devotion, as in the case of Samananda Prabhu, that kind of thing. She's actually taking other people and pulling. So, and Guru Maharaj summarizes that as being, to what degree she is an exclusive follower of Srimati Radharani. So he said, then someone will think, for one man out, but one might think reasonably, why Rupanuga? Why not Radharani? Why are so much emphasis going to Rupa Goswami? He said, because we'll get the maximum wealth that way. He said, but if we had to adjust the three, we'll say, under Rupa, through Lalita, towards Radharani. And then everyone's happily adjusted in that way. So, who wrote the Lalita Astakam? Srila Rupa Goswami. So, and she's, sometimes, descriptions are there in the scriptures of, you know, there's Krishna, and on one side Radharani, the other side Lalita. Like that. That no one, her position is unparalleled. And in Chaitanya Astakam, when he's describing Krishnamagarsha, Swarupam Vidbrano Jagatatulya Madhaita Vaita, Swarupa Vidbrano Jagatatulya. The position of Swarupa Damodar is incomparable. Sometimes Mahaprabhu the Vyakalevara, he's Mahaprabhu the second, he's Mahaprabhu's other self. Lalita Sakhi is the one who understands the heart of Radharani. So Swarupa Damodar understands the heart of Mahaprabhu. So, such, you know, an extraordinary position. And the whole Chaitanya Charitamritam can be taken to be coming from Swarupa Damodar Lalita Sakhi. Really, because it goes from the Damodar to Raghunath Das, the Tagarath Goswami. So, in so many ways, you can make a case for Lalita's position. Well, it is supreme. Next to Radharani, her position is supreme. Next to Mahaprabhu, Guru Kamalar's position is supreme.
When Mahaprabhu going to divine trance, chanting Gita Govinda, like Lalita Lata,
Lalita Lavanda Lata,
losing his mind over quoting her name.
Well, that's not her, that's just something else, but we can say this. When Mahaprabhu is lost in his divine ecstasy, Lalita Sudhamadar maintains his composure and can assist at that time. He's not also lost in that sense. We hear in Bhratyata Sanat, Nityananda Prabhu, madly lost in ecstasy, Advaita, but Lalita Swarup Damodar is still assisting. Mahaprabhu can be lost in divine madness, but Swarup Damodar is keeping focus and supplying this sloka, that sloka, directing him. If Mahaprabhu is doing some, he wants to take the prasad of Raghunath Das Goswami, take it and then sit down there. Enough. You don't need, this isn't fit for your work. Mahaprabhu is collecting for Haridas his hero bhav, and after a little bit then sit down there. Alright, now you go back to your place and I'll take care of it. He's always taking care of everything. And again, that comes back to Gurudev's position, the Guru Maharaj. If we're taking, I mean, all these things can be interpreted many different ways, but if we're taking the Hapanya and Gaur's position like that, we can take Gurudev's position in another way. It's also a happy way of seeing things. It's really in the pastimes of Gaur's, as if we take Guru as Radharani's delegation, you see, then Gurudev would be like Lalita with that type of position. And the Guru Bhagavisha Sukhara comes, Rupa Goswami saying also, Lalita Sati fulfills the desires, the inner desires of Radharani, and that means Guru. So it's an interesting parallel.